by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condo building along the Florida coastline. Biden is responding to what appears to be the deadliest disaster of his young presidency. He also met with first responders hunting for survivors along the rubble in Surfside, Florida. Work was actually halted before Biden arrived due to concerns about the stability of the section still standing, underscoring the dangers still present in the search. Biden and his wife Jill arrived a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. Police deployed across Hong Kong on Thursday to stamp out any sign of dissent as China's Communist Party celebrated its centenarian in a vivid illustration of how the once outspoken finance hub has been successfully muzzled. Grand celebrations in Beijing coincided with the 24th anniversary of Hong Kong's 1997 handover to China by colonial Britain. The streets are usually filled each handover anniversary with marches and rallies, but protests have all been banned in Hong Kong as China uses COVID restrictions and its new national security law to crack down on opponents after huge and often violent pro-democracy rallies 2 years ago. Public gatherings of more than four people remain outlawed under anti-coronavirus measures, although the city currently has no active local outbreak. More than 10,000 officers were deployed to prevent any public gatherings, as officials warned that any attempt to assemble would lead to prosecution. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Germany's vaccine committee on Thursday recommended